I'm Jim Nichols, and this is the Life with Grace and Peace podcast. Thank you for choosing to spend a little bit of your week with me. This is a podcast where I share thoughts on life. Really, it's about the life abundant that Jesus offered his followers in John 10:10. Those followers would take the Jesus kingdom message wherever they went. And many of the letters we have include the phrase grace and peace, a greeting certainly, but also more than that, a way of living abundant. And so I'm looking for ways to live with grace and peace. And this podcast is a place to share a few of the ways in which I'm growing. So again, I'm thankful that you're joining me on this journey, and I'm honored to spend these moments together. My prayer is that as we journey along together, we will sense the guiding presence of Holy Spirit as we all walk deeper into the life of grace and peace. Oh, thank God. He's so good. His love never runs out. All of you set free by God, tell the world. Tell how he freed you from oppression, then rounded you up from all over the place, from the four winds, from the seven seas. Some of you wandered for years in the desert, looking but not finding a good place to live, half starved and parched with thirst, staggering and stumbling on the brink of exhaustion. Then, in your desperate condition, you called out to God. He got you out in the nick of time. He put your feet on a wonderful road that you took straight to a good place to live. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. He poured great drafts of water down parched throats. The starved and hungry got plenty to eat. Psalm 107, verses 1 through 9 from The Message. My last year of high school, my first 3 years of college, I spent much of my free time working on 30-plus acres on top of a mountain in Tennessee. This beach-loving Florida city boy that I was learned how to drive a tractor, set fence poles, and build a barn. I also learned how to muck stalls, stack hay, and appreciate country music. In the mid to late 90s, Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, and John Michael Montgomery were everywhere, and I drank every bit of that cup of sweet tea. One of my favorite Garth Brooks songs was Unanswered Prayers. It tells a story of looking back and realizing that the prayers of youth being unanswered truly were the best gifts possible. It's been a decade or so since I discovered an appreciation for country twang and the story of the Grundy County auction, but over those years, my unanswered prayers have truly proved to be a blessing beyond words. Have you ever looked back and just went, thank you, God? Ever paused and just been wowed by the ways God's hand has guided and guarded and been present in the midst of, well, some seriously bad moments? If so, then Psalm 107 is a psalm right up your alley. Psalm 107 is another of the Easter psalms that celebrates the work of God, the redemption of God's people. It's a reunion song, a song of the gathering of the family of God for a giant celebration. The psalm writer uses the word redemption that would have spoken to that original audience in a profound way. You see, redemption was what happened when someone stepped in and rescued a person or bought a person out of slavery and bondage. Redemption was a way to say to someone, you now have a future. And a free future at that. This psalm is a pretty poignant song for us living in 2020, four areas of brokenness of a people deep in the woods of chaos are highlighted. Physical distress, prison, a literal and emotional, rebellion that's led to consequences, and the chaos and fear of the deep water places are places of distress as much today as they were 3,000 years ago. Our global pandemic has a lot of folks worried about many of these same things today. In all four examples, there is the same response to the distressed. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them. Oh man, what an incredible promise that lives in just 14 little words. whenever distress seems overwhelming, when life feels fragile, when isolation imprisons, when our own stupid decisions threaten to ruin everything, when chaos seems ready to engulf and swallow us whole, call upon the Lord for deliverance. And here's the best part. We're told that this redemption, this freedom, comes at the hand of God's hesed. More than one author, scholar, or preacher has said that hesed may be the most important word and idea of the Hebrew Scriptures. It's often translated as loving kindness, but that's almost too churchy anymore. Hesed is better translated as faithful love, steadfast love, unending love, and loyal love, among many others. Hesed is a window into the reality of God. It's the love that is continual, constant, unending. It's the love that is bent on repairing the world. Singer, songwriter, and author Michael Card says, "Hesed is when a person from whom I have a right to expect nothing gives me everything. It's the enduring, faithful, and loyal love of God that reaches into our despair, our distress, and offers us deliverance and redemption." And that hesed of God comes in a million ways that sometimes we won't see until we realize that an unanswered prayer actually was answered. Sometimes that deliverance is bold and happens quickly, but more often it's the continual presence of God in the midst of distress that changes our world. The psalm ends with a bit of warning that's important. The hesed deliverance of God is something that is far more than words. It is action. It's one thing to be thankful for an unanswered prayer. It's another thing altogether to access that memory and do something with it. The loyal, faithful, enduring, steadfast, unending, loving kindness is something that invites shouts and celebrations and changed lives for the sake of our tomorrows too. So in the midst of our pandemic, maybe it's time to pause, to look back, to see God's hand, and remember that when we cry out, the hesed of God is longing to be unleashed on you and me. In their misery, they cried out to the Lord, and he saved them from their troubles. God gave the command and healed them, so they were saved from dying. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his love and for the miracles he does for people. Let them offer sacrifices to thank him. With joy, they should tell what he has done. Good people see this and are happy, but the wicked say nothing. Whoever is wise will remember these things and will think about the love of the Lord. Psalm 107, 19 to 22, 42 to 43. I hope you'll join me next week as we continue to explore the Psalms of Rejoicing, these Psalms of Easter. We're going to begin with Psalm 93, which will invite us to see once again the majesty of God, but from a perspective that many of us Americans often struggle with, the perspective of God not as an elected representative, but as King. Until then, I'll be praying that we all find ways to accept and embrace the incredible hesed, the loyal love of God, so that we'll find ourselves filled with such incredible joy that we just gotta let it out. May you know and experience this love of God, the grace of Jesus, and the empowering life of Holy Spirit as we journey together into a life with grace and peace.